So we go into Iraq.
He's unbelievable.
And you know, in the old days, I'm like an old-fashioned warrior. The old days, when you had a war, and you won the war, it was yours. When we have a war, it's amazing. When we have a war, we go in, we lose thousands of lives, tens of thousands wounded, spend $1.5 trillion, and then you know what we do? We leave. Nothing. What do we do this for? So I said, we go in, we take the oil. Now Bill O'Reilly, who I love, I think he's great, he thought that was radical. Somebody else said, very, very strongly, Donald, it's a sovereign nation. We can't do that. It's a sovereign nation. They don't even, they got wiped out. They got nothing. But you know what? If Iran weren't going to take it over, which they are 100%, not 95%, and you know, there's a real good chance no matter what happens, I won't win, because you know, one of these blood-sucking politicians who's been bullshitting people for years will end up, you know, getting elected. And they'll end up leaving, and you know, somebody else will win. I guarantee you, if that happens, Iran takes over the oil. Iran becomes a force like never before in history. They then take over for Saudi Arabia. They go after Saudi Arabia, which frankly I would protect if they pay us. You know, only if they pay us. Otherwise, I'm not interested. I'm interested in protecting none of them unless they pay. But think of this. We have a great ally.
It's unbelievable.
Think of this. We have a great ally over there, a real ally, Israel. And Iran has already said that they want to blow Israel off the face of the earth. They're developing nuclear weapons. Our leadership is weak and pathetic. I mean, we can't even beat Libya. Okay? Our leadership is weak and pathetic. So when Iran, which is really a power and going to be a great, great power very soon, especially when they take over a couple of more countries, they're going to have so much money, and we don't do anything about it. And by the way, when they take over Iraq, there's no way we go back, honestly, because we won't have the stomach to go back. We won't have the stomach. You got to stay, you got to take the oil, you got to do it. But what's going to happen to Israel when you have Iran controlling probably Libya? You have them controlling Egypt, which they're going to control. Already they're talking about that. They're going to control everything over there. With all of the money, it's really blackmail money. With all of the money we paid for years and years and years to take these people. I don't know if you saw the vote. There was a vote in Egypt the other day. 99% of the people want to break the peace treaty with Israel. Did you see that? Did anybody see that? 99%! So, we have problems. We have weak, pathetic leadership. We have incompetent leadership. Now, I'm going to make a decision fairly soon. And I would rather, you know, I love my life. Phil can tell you. I'm having a great time. I built a great company. I have a television show that's one of the top shows. It's the top show on NBC. It's the number one show on NBC. It's doing great. Even the New York Times.